For today's In Touch, I talked to Wellman City Administrator Nick Pascia about a special account they've set up for their senior dining, and we'll discuss one of the biggest changes coming for residents of Wellman in the coming fiscal year.
Looking at your ordinances, resolutions, you've got a couple items there. Specifically, the senior dining, are you guys having trouble keeping that afloat, so you're opening it up for donations, or what's the case there?
No, that's just a special fund that we're setting up for senior dining. They've got a large donation from a community member that they wanted to put in a separate account so they could just use that for capital projects. They wanted to keep that separate from the general day-to-day operating funds. So we just wanted to set up the appropriate channels to have myself, the mayor, and the senior dining commission president vote on, you know, when to use those funds and what projects and stuff. So it was $11,000.
And so that doesn't have to be for senior dining. It can be allocated for other things?
Nope, it does have to be. That's why we did that resolution. Basically, you know, senior dining didn't want that going into the general fund of the city to pay for roads or something. They wanted to set that up to where it just went towards, you know, some capital projects for the senior center. You know, when a refrigerator goes out or if they need new carpeting or, you know, new chairs, something like that. Make that specifically for them.
And an area town, they're ending their program. Are you guys still seeing a lot of support for yours or the good turnouts every day?
Yep, our numbers are great. Our council's fully committed to supporting it. We contract with the Heritage Agency on Aging to, you know, get some supplemental income there. And so, yeah, senior dining's going strong.
And any big changes that are coming for your budget, any increases to property tax, anything like that?
There's going to be a slight increase this year, mainly due to we're increasing our debt service levy. That's the main increase. Other than that, everything's kind of fairly status quo. But the debt service levy was increased a little bit to ease up our water and sewer funds, basically shifting some of the debt that the water and sewer funds were paying off and putting that on the general tax levy.
And that would just be paying back the loans that you've taken out?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And what would be the increase there?
So the debt service portion of it was 0.79 last year per thousand, so 79 cents per thousand. And this year it's going to be $2.30 per thousand. So we're increasing our debt. You know, last year the debt service paid $30,000, and this year it's going to pay $87,000.
With that, was that going along with item 8 and item 9 on your last agenda with the obligating funds for appropriation to the payment of principal and interest?
Basically, yep, you got to do that during budget time. We've got a couple debts, the 2011A debt and the 2012B debt, that are annual appropriations. So basically, every year the council has to say that they will pay that debt back. If they wanted to, they could just say, no, I'm not paying that debt back, and then we wouldn't have to. Obviously, we would never be able to borrow money again, so it's not a good idea. But basically, it's just some paperwork that says that we're planning on paying back the debt for next year.
And that's not like completely, you know, canceling out your debt with it. It's just paying back a portion of it.
Yep, it's just the yearly payment. The payment that's due in FY15. Yep.
And what are some of the big projects that you guys are paying back that this money's going to go towards?
The 2011A is the formal way we call it, our 2011/12 infrastructure project. And that's, we did some, basically redid two streets, 6th Avenue and Circle Drive, and did all the utilities underneath, the water, sewer, and storm. So that's basically that debt. And the 2012B debt, basically we refinanced a bunch of smaller water debts that the water fund was paying off and put it into one big debt. Instead of having 6 different debt payments, we now just have one. Kind of refinanced, kind of like you refinance your house.
That was my conversation with Wellman City Administrator Nick Pascia. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.